From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network. Dr. Richard Bucala from the Yale University School of Medicine is interviewed by Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about the identification of a heart attack response and cardiac damage gene.
Dr. Richard Bucala is professor of medicine, pathology, epidemiology, and public health at the Yale University School of Medicine. Dr. Bucala focuses his research on the mechanisms by which host immunity converts from a protective response to one producing disease and tissue pathology. Dr. Bucala, would you discuss your team's recent finding that a certain protein influences the response of the heart to a lack of oxygen and blood flow, as often takes place during a heart attack? What can you tell us about the protein, and how does it influence the heart's response?
The protein is a mediator called MIF for short. It's actually an inflammatory hormone or a cytokine. And what we discovered is that when the heart is subjected to ischemic stress or to low oxygen, the cells of the heart, the cardiac myocytes, produce MIF as part of this response. And the MIF then acts back on those cells to enhance the metabolism of those cells so that they can deal with this ischemic stress or this loss of oxygen. And the cells do this by upregulating a key regulator of glycolysis, which is the major pathway by which cells utilize glucose, and this key regulator is a protein called AMPK. The fact that MIF induces AMPK or increases its activity was unanticipated and is really at the core of this finding and of this discovery.
This kind of leads to my second question, which is that MIF had previously been shown to regulate the immune response and the body's response to infection. So it looks like your discovery of MIF's impact on the heart was a bit of a surprise.
Yes. Actually, as part of our studies into the immunology of MIF, we had observed over the years that during acute or even chronic inflammation, the body often undergoes changes in metabolism as part of its response to deal with these infections or invasion of the body. These metabolic responses involve changes in glucose metabolism in different tissues, and MIF seems to be a central mediator of these responses. So from our perspective, it was really not that much of a stretch to look within a specific tissue or a specific organ, such as the heart, and to begin to delineate the mechanisms that underlie these protective responses.
Could you describe the actual research project that you and your team carried out that revealed this new role for MIF?
Yes. This research proceeded in several stages. Initially, a scientist in my lab had observed the specific cellular response in cultured cells that the addition of MIF to cells induced the activation of this key regulatory protein, AMPK. We have worked in close alliance with a cardiology group here. It's a group headed by Professor Larry Young to look at the actual physiologic responses of mice and of hearts from those mice that are subjected to ischemic stress. So this is essentially giving these mice heart attacks. We had the fortune of having mice that had a engineered deletion of the MIF gene so that we could study the absence of this gene in a completely physiologic setting. And what Professor Young and his group observed was that these mice that lacked the MIF gene had much larger heart attacks, and by extrapolation, they'd be much more sensitive and be in a much more dangerous situation if they were subjected to coronary ischemia or coronary blockade, as occurs in human heart attacks.
How might your finding lead to a new therapeutic approach to treating loss of blood flow and oxygen to the heart?
Well, it's MIF is a small protein. It's a protein that we produce routinely in the laboratory in bioactive form. It would be not too far of a stretch to presume that MIF could be produced as a medicinal compound that could be administered to people that are having heart attacks as a way of activating the metabolic response in the heart, preserving cardiac function in areas of the heart that are ischemic. This can typically be done invasively during angioplasty procedures. So, you know, as you know, often when people have heart attacks, they go to the hospital on an emergent basis and have coronary angioplasty or have their coronary vessels visualized and the extent of blockage or damage assessed. Under these conditions, it would be possible to give the MIF protein or the MIF agonist to try to increase the protective metabolic response of the heart. It's also important, and I think the critical application of this discovery is that in the human population, we know that individuals have different forms of the MIF gene. These forms, different forms, are called alleles. So some of us produce small amounts of MIF in response to stress or activation or ischemia, and some of us produce large amounts. And we actually showed in this publication in Nature that the cells of individuals that have low MIF responses also have low AMPK and low protective responses to ischemia. So it seems very likely that a person's MIF gene or their MIF level might be a predictor for how severe the heart attack is that they either are suffering or at some time in the future will be at risk of suffering.
What research do you have planned to further our understanding of MIF's influence on the heart's response to a lack of oxygen and blood flow?
Well, this research will be twofold. On the clinical side, we're going to be looking at patients that have heart attacks to see whether we can determine the precise relationship between the form of the MIF gene they express. And so we can do this quite readily in the laboratory. We actually have developed a biochip, which is a small type of surface or a plastic chip that we can simply aliquot a person's DNA on, and we can tell within a matter of hours, almost at the bedside, what their particular MIF gene is. So we're hoping to use the genotype as a prognostic indicator for whether people suffer mild, moderate, or severe heart attacks. We also will be looking at the molecular level to try to delineate more carefully the sequence of events that occur between MIF stimulation of cardiac sites and the activation of AMPK. So AMPK activation now is a focus of significant interest in the pharmaceutical industry, and in fact there are kind of small molecule first-generation AMPK activators. The fact that we've actually discovered a major, perhaps the major, ligand in the body that activates AMPK now really puts us in a very strong position to try to delineate what the signaling pathway is and how we might be able to come up with MIF agonists that perhaps are not proteins, that are small molecules, that would have the same protective effect on the heart as giving the actual protein or hormone.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to www.genengnews.com, click on the podcast link, and give us your thoughts. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghaus saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.